Country Racing Strong.
The Melbourne Racing Panel for Country Racing Victoria. The country is back. Racing strong.
It's got it all.
Support local communities. Visit country.racing.com to book.
Welcome back to the Form Hour. We have the panel assembling today. We've got Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and Nicholas Quinn, who not only are some of the best judges when it comes to finding winners, but are also Leviathan owners. I wonder if they're pooling some funds to try and take a horse away from the English Easter sales. Dino, to you first of all. Happy Easter Monday. How are you?
I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
Would you like one just to bring home from these Easter sales?
I'd like to be able to afford the catalogue, let alone it's a wonderful sale every year. So, yes, it would be the answer to that, but I usually get them secondhand down the track. But, wonderful sale, and, English do it magnificently.
They certainly do. Warren Huntley, you've tasted plenty of success as an owner. If money was no limitation, what would be the stallion you'd love to buy a yearling from?
Gee, that's an interesting question, Michael. I don't know if I really favour stallions as such. If I was Victorian based, it'd be Toronado, and I know there's a couple of them sneaking up there, but you know, the Written Tycoons, the I'm Invincibles, I mean, Snitzel's just been a terrific stallion for a long time. I tell you what, with the last of the Redoutes choices going through, I'd try and find a Redoutes just for old time's sake, Michael.
Absolutely. We're going to be having a chat to John Massaro over the next couple of days. An emotional farewell for all of the Redoutes up here. I'm not sure if Nick's got a Redoutes, but he's got some nice horses in the backyard, especially with Matty Williams. How are you this morning, Nick?
Well, I'm very happy, and you should be happy too, because I haven't told you yet, but I've put you into one with Matty Williams in the last couple of days. So I'll
really?
Give you and Jackie a call later on to discuss the finances there. I meant to do that yesterday, but seeing you were so keen to bring up ownership on air, I thought I'd break the good news to you here and now.
I might let you go directly to Jackie to break that news, actually. I'll stay out of that. If we can find a few winners today, that'll help pay for it. And, Dean, it's a pretty thin card. We've got a number of scratchings and a few short-price favourites. Is it a day where the favourites look like they will be the ones to beat, do you think?
I think so. I think that we're going to have to shoot pretty straight with the prices, but... It's disappointing that these holiday Mondays have virtually been deserted. This used to be Victoria Handicap Day in days gone by, and they've combined the two meetings, but this Monday meeting's certainly a distant class-wise from those days.
It certainly is. I remember they used to have the Great Eastern, which we'd all crowd around the telly at Caulfield and watch as well on the Easter Monday.
The Galaxy in Sydney.
Yeah, that's
the Derby,
right,
yeah. Yep.
Is it just too much racing at this time, or do you like the fact that Caulfield made, I mean, it was a cracking Saturday with the Easter Cup and the Victoria Handicap, or would you prefer to see the two features split?
Oh, no, I think what they've done is pretty good. It's just a shame that Holiday Monday meetings are a thing of the past, and it's not just the Victorian trend, it's Australia-wide.
Mm. Warren, how do you think it's going to play today? We've got the Rail Out 10.
I think it'll play well, Michael. Hillside played very well. I was out there doing the mounting yard for racing.com last Wednesday, and what we would probably classify as typical Hillside, horses could balance up and work home. And I think the rail going out that little bit further doesn't necessarily detract from that. It's a long run in, and I think horses will be able to balance up. With the rail out 10 metres, it's not that far out to get out wider on the track. And I did notice on Wednesday that there had been some gallops right out wide on the track, so maybe the absolute outside of the track mightn't be the preferred ground, but there's still enough space to be able to balance up and work home solidly. So I think it'll play fairly, and I'm hoping that horses, particularly if the tempo's sufficient enough, they'll be able to balance up and work home like we like to see on the Hillside circuit.
All right, well, with Nick being one of our former panellists this morning, I'm going to fill in your role, Nick, and give you the odds this morning. So we kick off the day with a very short price favourite. This is Horrifying, J-Car for Mark Kavanagh, into $1.70. We've only got the five runners. Carrier Buster, $3.90. Shebek is at $5. Pilote, $9. And then the extreme outsider is Serena at $34. And from what we've seen of Horrifying, Dino, would you be happy to jump in at $1.70?
I've been waiting for the day that the blinkers were applied, Michael. I was hoping to get a bit better price than this, but I think he'll probably win. To answer your question, I don't know if I don't take many $1.70 chances, to be honest. If you're having an early quaddie, I'm just going to take him and Shubek. They're the only two I'm interested in, and I think Horrifying probably lands a little bit closer in the run with the blinkers, and I think he'll probably win. I think Shubek's going quite well. Figures have been quite good. He's got Mark Zara, Barrier 1. Pillow will be running on late, and Carrier Busters, I think, a bit of a query at the end of 1,500 metres might be next best. But, yeah, I think, you know, we're looking at a short price favourite to start the day, and could be a total pile-on by the time he jumps because, you know, trying to get off to a flyer, he should probably win. I think he was part of the Simon Zara multi, wasn't he, Michael?
He was.
Yeah, well, that, I mean, and mile. That carries a lot of weight. That carries a lot of weight. So I'm with Horrifying. 2 to win from 4, then 1 and 10.
2 to beat 4, 1 and 10. Quinny, you don't mind a little short price favourite and a multi. Is this how you're starting the day?
Yeah, absolutely. It should be now or never with those blinkers going on. He worked home really strongly off a slow tempo and will be better suited over the 1,500 metres. I mean, this horse is group placed, having ran third in the Carbine Club behind Crosshaven and Asar, and I expect he'll break that maiden status today. For second, I've got number 10, Carrier Buster, a really nice run off a slow tempo, and she'll win her share of races. Hopefully they can be a little bit more positive despite the tricky draw, and I can just see her following Horrifying and getting into second. Shubek, he's been costly, but running well without winning. He did stick on well at Albury last start. If you look at the fact he was beaten in a short quote, that's not ideal. The bonus here is he does look the likely leader in a race devoid of a little bit of natural speed. Pillow there, number one, in for fourth. My numbers to start the day, 2, 10, 4 and 1, with the 2 Horrifying looking one of the stronger betting chances on the day.
2, 10, 4 and 1. Let's hope he's not named for punter's sakes if he gets rolled in the first, Warren. It is only a 5-horse field, and he's a horse that tends to get back. Where do you see him in the run?
Well, he'll probably settle closer to last than first, but I don't know if the draw's that tricky for Carrier Buster now with only a field of 5. I would have thought Shubek probably holds the inside. Carrier Buster might even get the spot outside. We know Pillow is a horse that's going to get back in the field, so that leaves just perhaps Sarnia and Horrifying. You just want him to begin cleanly with the blinkers on first time to be able to get into a spot, but we've got Jamie Carr aboard, so I think that should take care of that, and his form last start, even behind Flying Mascot, who then franked that form by running well at Caulfield on Saturday in a stronger race, is strong enough to be the one to beat here. And then Quinny's reference, his form behind Crosshaven, and then prior to the break went and ran midfield in the Sandown Guineas behind Alibor. So I'll be Horrified if he doesn't win. I think $1.70 is a good price about Horrifying. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts significantly shorter, just hoping, as you said, Michael, that he just doesn't get probably thwarted by the way the race shapes up, but on the hillside circuit with his advantage in ability, I think he will win. 2 ahead of 10, Carrier Buster, who will probably go forward and ride the speed. I thought with Shubek, they look the two main dangers, and Pillow will be making some ground from back in the field, next best in the field of 5. Clearly 2 ahead of 10, 4 and 1.
All right, clearly 2 ahead of 10, 4 and 1. Horrifying, the good thing to start off the program at $1.70 in the first at Sandown. And Jamie Carr on board. She's currently 78 Metropolitan wins, 24 ahead of Damien Lane. But I do believe she's going to be riding in Sydney over the next 2 Saturdays at the Championships. So it'll be interesting to see Jamie taking on the best in Sydney this weekend. Race number 2 is probably the most intriguing race of the day. We've got a number of well-rated 2-year-olds who make their debut here. We take out number 4. Oryx is the favourite from the Cummings stable. Damien Oliver rides $3.40. Deluxe Legend, we heard from Sads a little earlier. Stables on Fire, $4.40, gave it a good push. Hardcover Edition is the third favourite at $6.50. Yet Simon Zara gave a better push for the stablemate Chateau's, which is a $17 chance. And then Mr. Me is another first starter at $7, as is You Like at $9.50. Warren, I'll come to you first of all here. I know you are an avid watcher of all the jump outs and trials of these unraced horses. Who's caught your eye?
Ones that have caught my eye the most, Oryx, particularly with the blinkers on in a jump out here at Flemington following some trials in New South Wales. And Mr. Me seemed to do everything right. We know the Besutton and Young stable are very good at getting horses well educated to sit on the speed and be ready to run on debut. So in terms of the debutants, those two and Deluxe Legend from the John Sadler stable would be the three that have caught my eye the most. But I think all of them have shown a degree of talent, and race day pressure and jump out pressure are obviously different. But for me, Oryx Mr. Me and Deluxe Legend, the pick of the debutants. And I'm actually siding with Oryx. There was a bit of intent in a recent jump out with the application of blinkers, well educated with the jump outs in New South Wales and Ollie riding for James Cummings. I'm with number six Oryx in a race we'll obviously learn a lot. Chiardi's the one with the race experience in stronger races, has jumped out nicely enough to resume. Mark Zara taking the ride. The form behind Animo and Paul Ely, certainly a strong form reference for this. Five, Mr. Me, as I said, I thought showed good tactical speed, bit of gate speed, and ran through the line quite nicely in a recent jump out at Cranbourne. I'll put two, Deluxe Legend, the other one that's caught my eye most of the debutants in a race where we'll learn a lot. I went 6, 7, 5, and 2.
6, 7, 5, and 2. Dino, from what you've seen, are you an Oryx fan or one of the other first starters as well?
Very much so, Michael. I think he's a good bet, Oryx. He looks as though he's trialled in hand. I think the big track will suit. He won't be that far off the speed, and I think he'll be strong. So there's plenty to like about him. As Warren mentioned, Kayardi with the race form. So it's got race experience. Recent jump out was okay. Just seems massive odds. So I'll be certainly having a saver on Kayardi. Deluxe Legend, he's trialled quite well. I would think that he's probably a little bit shorter because of the way the stable's going, but his trials have been quite sound. And Mr. Me, as the Besutton young horses do, they jump and trial well. Just got to convert that to race day. But I'm thinking 6 is the main bet, a little saver on 7. 6, 7, 2, and 5.
6, 7, 2, and 5. So Dean and Warren thinking along the same lines here. Oryx as the number one pick at $3.40. I'm a bit like both of you. I was surprised Kayardi's a $14 chance from what we've seen in its first campaign. And Quinny, we know the market is all important with these two-year-olds. Have there been any early moves for some of these first starters when the markets first went up?
Yeah, the money has been there for Oryx, who's been $4.20 into $3.40. A clear favourite now at that quote. And I'm going against the market, Zeno and Warren, so this normally ends poorly. But I'm with number two, Deluxe Legend, a first starter from the Saddler stable. The stable is flying with 6 wins from the last 10 starters. You wouldn't back him on the back of his track work, where he does look a little bit lazy at times, but the recent jump outs have been good. He should settle just off the speed and hopefully make a winning debut. For second, I've got number three, Hardcover Edition, caught the eye in a Flemington jump out. Jamie Carr rides, and she should be strong late. Chiardi is the runner at big odds, those two gentlemen have alluded to, and I totally agree. Came off a hot speed to place at the Valley in November and has jumped out well, 19 into 14, so I'll push there at the big odds, but I think that $14 is still very much over the odds. And Oryx, I wasn't as taken with the two Sydney trials as a lot of people. Was ridden along a long way out at Hawkesbury last November, and Kembla Grange loomed into it really sweetly, but probably didn't pick up the last furlong as much as they'd like, and I think there was a little bit more extra vigour in that Flemington jump out as a result, which was much better. Can feature, but for mine, surprise, such a short quote. But we'll see how this one plays out. My numbers, 2, 3, 7, and 6.
2, 3, 7, and 6 for Quinny. So Deluxe Legend, the first starter. Inebriating is an interesting runner from the Scott Cameron stable. We've got Jai McNeil on board. Opened up $61, Dino, and it's a $13 chance now. Have you seen much of Inebriating?
Oh, I couldn't back it off the jump outs. Had 3 jump outs too recent. I couldn't have come into it off the jump outs. But then again, it might have trialled in heavy shoes. They might have. It might have had a lot of weight. The intent mightn't have been there. So there's obviously something in mind with it coming in from such a price.
And the other one we haven't mentioned, Warren, is You Like from the Wallace stable. What have you seen of You Like?
Reasonably soft jump out recently on one of the inner tracks at Flemington, was back near the inside and did make some ground there and came through nicely to be in a bit of a bunch finish. But the overall time for the morning wasn't that flash, and sometimes it's a real advantage to just be saving ground near the inside in those jump outs. The horses out wider are covering a little bit of extra ground, or quite a bit of extra ground, on those tracks that turn quite tightly. So look to move nicely, no knock on its performance, but wasn't under a lot of pressure, and don't know if it was a real guide, and seemed to have every opportunity to move nicely through the near the inside in that jump out.
All right. Dino and Warren are with the favourite Oryx in race number 2. Quinny likes number 2, Deluxe Legend, which is currently at $4.40. Race number 3, over 1,300 metres. 2 scratchings here take out 1, Apollo Dream. I'll just refresh my screen. We've lost it here.
1 and 9.
1-9. Good on you, Quinny. Thank you very much. Always in moment is the favourite, Michael Kent. He's been going well the last week or two, Michael Kent, and he's got the $2.50 favourite here. It was a good win first up, last up. Mr Yushu at $4.80, stare down $4.80. Warren, how do you see this race being run?
Well, from a tempo point of view, I'm hoping that there's reasonable speed, Michael, because we'll need it for my top selection on an each-way basis in Mr Yushu to be able to balance up. Always in moment, I think it'll be somewhere near the speed. Seemed to be able to roll along on the speed last time and won an easier race, but won it in good style. We heard from Robbie Griffiths, correct me if I'm wrong, Michael, but maybe Mysterious Art will be ridden a little bit more conservatively here to be able to finish off. Was that the intention from Robbie Griffiths, Michael?
Yep, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah, so I would think that Always in Moment probably rolls forward. Campari doesn't have to be too far away. Hinter Blue gets the winkers back on. Might be somewhere not far off the speed. Swift Hit probably holds a spot from the inside. And I thought Stare Down was one that probably maps into a forward spot. There's been good money for Stare Down most of the time at the races and seemed to be able to ride the speed and control the race, albeit an easier grade last time, and is drawn to take advantage. So I'd be surprised if they want to give it away from near the inside. So near inside, Always in Moment, Stare Down, Swift Hit, probably the predominant speed here. I'm on an each-way basis with Mr. Yushu, who I thought ran well, albeit without getting the money for a well-supported favourite last start. But his first-up run was good, some of the better late sectionals of the day. I actually don't mind him coming back slightly in distance here on a hillside track. And as Jim Conlon outlined to you, he's gone into those races well, but he's ready now. So he's probably just needed those runs to bring him on to real race fitness with a claim for Matty Cartwright, just balancing up with a hillside track. Certainly no knock at all on number 10, Always in Moment. But I thought around about the each way quote, I could play Mr. Yushu that way. Two ahead of 10, Always in Moment, who was good winning first up and looks to have upside and maps to get a good run somewhere. Where at least near the speed. Hinter Blue threw the race away. Wayward in the straight last start. The winkers go back on here. He's going well. And six Stare Down, I think, will probably ride the speed from that inside draw and give a sight. Two each way ahead of 10, 5 and 6.
Two each way ahead of 10, 5 and 6 for Warren. Mr. Yushu currently around about $4.80. Dino, the favourite, Always in Motion, was a dominant win last start at Pakenham, though we saw the horse that ran second come out yesterday. It was probably a touch flat, disappointing, getting beaten as favourite. What do you think of the overall depth of that race?
Yeah, I think that's a fair point, Michael. I thought going in that the figures out of that race were very good. I thought that probably Five Bulls was a day where it was very hard to make ground early in the day off the rail. And even though he was only in the 1-1, it was just impossible to make ground on that first leader. So I'm not dismissing that form. I think Always in Moment's a good winning chance here, but just a little bit short. For that reason, I'm going with number 6, Stare Down. I think the two runs back have been excellent, and around the just under $5 quote, I think, is a little bit better value than Always in Moment. But I think Always in Moment's a good winning chance. I think you want to put a few in if you're taking an early quaddy. I think there's little chances here. Hinto Blue threw away the race last start, should have probably won there, and that form's okay. The horse that beat it was unlucky at Pakenham Thursday night. 7, Debonair Boy. I think Ben Brisbane's horses are going great guns, and this horse is going quite well. I think it's well over the odds. And Mr. Yushu's there with a chance. Heard from Jim Conlon earlier. He's no longer a punter, but he thought that was a reasonable price. And he's going to win one of these soon enough. Mr. Yushu, he's one of the chances. 6, 10, 5, 7. But if you're having an early quaddy, I'd throw in number 2 as well.
6, 10, 5, 7 and the 2. And a little bit of value in the numbers there. Debonair Boy's an $18 chance. $3.90 the place. Hinto Blue's around about $8. So a bit of value from Dean Lester. Are you with the favourite here, Quinny? Although I did get a good vibe from Jim Conlon when he said, look, if I was still punting, I'd be having a crack today with Mr. Yushu.
And that's exactly what I've done. I've got the exact same first four in order as Warren. I've gone 2, 10, 5 and 6. Number 2, Mr. Yushu on top. Does need that second career victory, but I like him today. I think this will play out nicely with a bit of speed up front. As we alluded to, he was heavily backed last start at Pakenham, but did make a long and sustained run up the crown of the track. And that night, the winners were coming back towards the inside. So the run was probably better than it looked. Drops 4 kilos and a really good each-way play for mine. For second, I've got number 10, Always in Moment. A nice win at Pakenham, but that was thanks to a perfect Damien Lane ride. And the seas absolutely parted. and maybe just a little bit flattered there in the end with the 3.5 length winning margin. Definitely a winning chance, but way too short for mine at 250. Surely we'll get out close to around 350, I think, come race time. Hinto Blue for third, and then Stare Down in for fourth. But Mr. Yushu, each way, all day for me in the third.
All right, so Quinny very keen on Mr. Yushu, 2, 10, 5 and 6. Warren also with Mr. Yushu, and Dean is with the 6 Stare Down in race number 3 at Sandown. Race number 4, this is over 1,300 metres. We can take out 1, 2 and 7, and we've got another really short price favourite here. Bo Rossa, the unencumbered gelding, who looked really good winning that last start, a dominant winner. It is into $1.65. Succeed indeed. A good push from Troy Corson's. This is a promising staying filly. We last saw her in the Oaks. She's first up today at $5. Madam Mischief, $9.50. Dubai Star, $10. And Till It's Over was a pretty good win on debut. It's around about a $10 chance from the Paul Prushka stable as well. Quinny, Bo Rossa, is this getting too tight at $1.65, do you think?
Well, should be winning, and Jamie Carr should be winning the Jockey Challenge today at $1.05. So hopefully both can happen. Yes, very short odds. I've got her on 4 winners, so hopefully she can at least put a few through and get a few of these favourites home. But this horse resumed from a spell with an effortless victory at Morpher. Bill Todd Bannell barely had to use the whip, and Jamie Carr hops on today. He'll appreciate Hillside. Should sit just off the speed for mine and be too good. Yes, a short quote, but just should be winning on form. The second, I've got number 4, Succeed Indeed. Her one career victory came over a mile back in September. She's classy and resumes after running the nice 6 in the Oaks. She'll obviously be better over more ground, but should run through the line nicely and does have class. I've got number 10 in for third, Till It's Over, who won well on debut at Donald and after stepping slowly in February. And for fourth, number 6, Thomas Hawk, broke through at Cranbourne last start and worth including in the wider multiples. But for me, number 3, Bo Rossa, should be winning. It's just a question of how short a quote you want to take on a day where a lot of short price favourites can hopefully do the right thing by punters.
All right, I like that confidence from Quinny. Bo Rossa, take the shorts and maybe put it in a multi, although, Dean, I still can't get out of my mind when he punctured at Ballarat. Maybe he was over the top. What do you make of that run and his overall profile, Bo Rossa?
Yeah, Michael, I don't like this race. It'll be interesting to see how it sets up in the first 300 metres or so, because I think 5 of the 7 runners have got good tactical speed. So it could be a busy race. I'd be thinking if Jamie Carr comes out of that speed battle, probably his best chance. But look, it'll be really interesting that first couple of 100 metres. Look, I've tipped Bo Rossa, but no confidence at all. I'll be putting 4 in the early quaddy. A couple of roughies. I think the last charge, the ground was too firm last start back here off barrier 1, can improve. Thomas Hawk overcame difficulties to win at Cranbourne, and I don't think the tight track at Cranbourne suited. Onto Hillside can go a lot better. And Till It's Over, I think if they overdo the speed, her win on debut was very good at Donald, and she's a big filly. I think Sand and Hillside will suit, and Paul Prusker elected to run her here as opposed to Saturday at Caulfield, where she was in and wasn't out of the betting that day either. So I think she's got a little chance. But I've tipped Bo Rossa, but it'll be more a spectator race with the last leg of the early quaddie, 3, 8, 6 and 10.
3, 8, 6 and 10. So if you're playing an early quaddie, there might be a bit of value if you can get the favourite beaten Bo Rossa here at $1.65. What's your speed map set up like, Warren?
I think Madam Mischief will be forward. She seems to be a bit of a one-dimensional roller on speed. I think she's probably a little bit suspect at the end of 1,300 metres, but with a claim from Al Julius, I thought would be forward. Dubai Star, typical from the stable, probably ends up in a reasonably forward spot. The last charge, not that far away, but I thought Madam Mischief, perhaps Dubai Star, the most likely to set what looks at least an average or slightly better speed. I thought that Bo Rossa was the one to beat. He's building a good record. He's had a nice trial since his most recent win first up, so he looks to have come back well. His overall record is building in the right direction, and Will Clarkin seeking out Jamie Carr to ride here is generally a positive lead. 3 for me ahead of 4, Succeed Indeed. Will be better over further. Recent jump out was okay, but spacious track, the Hillside track, 1,300 metres first up, that looks like a suitable assignment to build off. Thomas Hawke, as Dino outlined, was a modest race and he was expected to win, but there was merit in the way that he went about it last start. And I also agree with Till It's Over, who won well on debut, had a little quiet tick over jump out subsequently, and heads here to the spacious track, 1,300 metres. I think she'll be hitting the line strongly. 3-1 to beat, ahead of 4, 6 and 10.
All right, so it is a clean sweep for Bo Rosser into $1.65. Dino, a little bit wary of that price and how the race shapes up, but it is the dominant favourite in race number 4 at Sandown. We are halfway through the 8-race card. You are listening to the Melbourne Form Panel with Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and Nick Quinn on this Easter Monday. We'll take a quick break, come back with a quaddie.
Country racing strong.
The Melbourne Racing Panel for Country Racing Victoria. The country is back, racing strong.
It's got it all.
Support local communities. Visit country.racing.com to book.
Hope you're enjoying your Easter Monday listening to the Melbourne Form Panel as we pick our way through the Sandown Hillside meeting today, finding plenty of winners. And the first leg of the quaddie is race number 5. Again, a smallish field. We can take out 2, 3 and 8. And it's a bit of a showdown between the Corsons family here. Kev Corsons has thrown the gauntlet down and said he's willing to take on his brother and father with a little side bet. And the money's come for Kalkani Royale. It's into odds on now. $1.90. Harlem Blues at $4. Leon and Troy Corson's Hecker Express is at $6. And we're down to Lady Solly at $6.50 as well. Dino, I would be no good with you and the Brekkie boys on the Friday morning when you're guessing the ages, because I actually pegged Troy as the older of the two brothers, Kevin, which was a faux pas on my behalf. But who's going to have bragging rights today?
Kev will get the bragging rights here, I think, Michael. He's got the right product here in Kalkani Royale to get the money. She's had, as he mentioned, 2 jump outs. Looks to be going really well. She raced well in the spring, and that was off a fairly short break from her winter campaign, which was I think she's a really promising galloper, and this will be a good preparation for her Jamie Carter ride, and I think she'll win if she's to be beaten. I think Harlem Blues, because she's right down in the weights, is the main danger. And a little chance to Hecker Express, who does drop 3.5 kilos off her last run. Lady Solly's been going well at Moonee Valley, but whether going up in weight and at Hillside, she'll get run over late. That might be next best. But no, I thought Kalkani Royale, I did like her better at the bit better than even money, but the money has arrived for her, and she's the one to beat. 7, 9, 6 and 5.
7, 9, 6 and 5. Quinny, is this one of your joker quartet of winners, Kalkani Royale? And do you expect the $1.90 might end up being shorter by the time it jumps?
No, I think Kalkani Royale will win and will start about $1.70. The money has come and just looked an ideal race. Precious is a good run up the straight where she was left a sitting duck and stuck on really well to just be nabbed late by Paul's Regret. Lady Solly should lead, and I can just see her getting a lovely tag into it behind her and hopefully has the class to hold them out. The main danger for mine, number 9, Harlem Blues, beaten at 270 and 290 his past 2 runs, but has been running well. Did look the winner at Ballarat last start, but faded late and subsequently drops back in trip to the 1,000 metres, where he does have a win and a placing 2 starts to go at Sandown from 3 attempts. For 3rd, Hecker Express. And for 4th there, Lady Solly, who should lead for a long time. But my numbers are 7, 9, 6 and 5, and I reckon bet now to avoid disappointment.
All right. Kalkani Royale, Dino and Quinny, very confident. Warren, do you make it a clean sweep? Where will she be in the run from gate 2?
I think she might be on the back of Lady Solly, with Lady Solly leading as she runs her best when she does. She couldn't get to that position last start, but...
Well, we might have lost Warren there, but we know that he's very keen on Kalkani Royale, $1.90. Dino, while we get Warren back, would you be happy to play now at $1.90?
Yes, I think so. If Quinny's saying she's going to start $1.70, I'll be happy to listen to the man from the tab.
Well, I think Warren was trying to have a bet while he was on to take that $1.90. I hope you got on, Waz.
Well, I'm surprised she's that short, but I do think she's the one to beat. And I see that... Look, Lady Solly runs her best when she leads. She wasn't able to lead last start in the final of the 9:55 series at Moonee Valley, but I think we can see her leading here. Maybe Kalkani Royale stalking her, and Harlem Blues, I think, also gets a run just stalking that good speed and back to a 1,000 metre suit. So I'm seeing it very similarly to the boys at the top end. 7 for me ahead of 9, but I do think she's tight enough in the market, but she probably deserves to be around about an even money chance. 7 ahead of 9. I thought 5 Lady Solly might give a sight riding the speed, and 1 Our Gladiator I thought could improve off a run behind Sartorial Splendor last start. 7, 9, 5, 1.
7, 9, 5, and 1. So it could be a skinny start to the quaddie today. It's a clean sweep for Kilkarni Royal at $1.90. And all three of our tipsters, Dino, Quinny and Warren, have put number 9, Harlem Blues, the second favourite, as the main danger. And it is currently a $4 chance. The second leg of the quaddie, a benchmark 70 over 1,400 metres. And we've got a pretty promising favourite here. We can take out the 11. Cirilio Miss at $2.30. A great return. Mel Julius rides today, takes 3 kilos off, and it's a firm favourite at $2.90. Boom.com, interesting runner over from Tasmania. The Tassie horses have been flying of late. Gee, Minnie went so close. She was so gallant in the Victoria Handicap. Still a star on Saturday. And then we go down to Miss In Between at $6. Star Days, $8.50. So, Dino, as I come to you for this race, is it a case of you're with the favourite or there's a number of chances in this race?
I'm with the favourite, Michael. I think she's a good filly, Cirilio Miss. I think she's probably Adelaide bound ultimately. This is the next stepping stone for her. First up, I thought she trialled okay going into that first up run. I was surprised how well she won. So I think she can probably improve again, judging on her last preparation. So I think she's the one to beat. Batted up a lot for Miss In Between, and I've learnt my lesson that I don't think she runs 1,600 metres. I think back to 1,400 is a great trip for her, and a benchmark 70 is a lot better than the stakes races that she's been running in. So I think she's a, you know, you wouldn't want to lose on the race if she won, and she's at good enough odds. You can certainly have a little saver on her. You mentioned the Tassie form, boom.com. She started in Victoria, only had one start, and then went to Tassie, and she's run 5 of 11 over there. And the interesting thing about the Tassie horses is that, like for her, she's a horse that likes to get back a little bit. They race around tight tracks, so I think she'll really relish the Sandown Hillside track and be able to be strong late, and I think she'll run well. And Star Days was in form winning second up, next best. But it's a good competitive race, but I think Cirilio Miss has got a real future in the one to beat. 6, 9, 4, and 1.
6, 9, 4, and 1. We'll get your quaddie numbers at the end, Dino, but would you be putting a few in this leg, or would you take Cirilio as one of your standouts?
No, I want to take a few because I think there's going to be value if we can get one of these favourites beaten. So, I think she is the one to beat, and I think she's probably one of the better chances of the day, but for a quaddie, be going a little bit wider.
Okay. Warren, again, she's drawn inside Cirilio Miss. She's been dominant off speed in her last win and what we've seen. Is there any danger she might get into an awkward position from gate two?
Well, I suppose there is that possibility, but you've got perhaps even Miss In Between, Serena, Witchful Thinking's a ballerina Star Day. So there's enough horses on speed here, I think, to generate a reasonable tempo. I'm keen on Cirilio Miss. In an ideal world, you'd probably like her even stepping up to 1,500 metres rather than 1,300 to 1,400 metres. But she's been effective early in her career at 1,400 metres. Might have been a bonus win first up, but it was an impressive bonus win. And yeah, I think she's off to some much better races than this, and I like her. 6. I agree with Dino, the danger's 9, Miss In Between. That's how I'm playing the quaddie. She's competed in better races than this preparation. Craig Williams has got to know her really well, and I think coming back to the 1,400 metres here is a positive. 4, boom.com, strong through the line in Tassie, building a good record. We'll appreciate the hillside circuit. And I put 8, Tiata, who just might watch it all unfold with that reasonable speed from an inside draw and get out and be strong late as next best. Trim up leg of the quaddie for me, 6, 9, 4, 8.
6, 9, 4, and 8. Andrew Noblett gave a little push to Witchful Thinking a little earlier. Would you consider Witchful Thinking as one of your quaddie selections, Warren?
I'm trimming up this leg to 6 and 9. I was with Witchful Thinking. There might have been excuses, and as Andrew outlined to you, the more spacious track, there was some strong wind that she might have been working into at Mornington that day. She gets the blinkers on here, so a few variables in play, and from an outside draw, she could probably take her time coming across, but I'm a little bit against her today.
Okay, so it is Cirilio Miss, $2.30, Miss In Between, $6. They are the two that both Dean and Warren have ended up with. Quinny, Simon Wold's team's absolutely airborne at the moment, and this looks like another very promising filly. Would you be happy to take 230?
Oh, it's getting a little bit short. It has been a favourite that's done nothing but boom in the last few days. Initially, it was $3.20 in the low miss and $4.20 boom.com. So it was a much more appealing betting option then, but does look the one to beat. And you only get one chance to back them as they go through the grades. And I just love the way she picked up last start. She was 5 lengths off the lead at the top of the straight and was in front by the 200. Melissa Julius takes the ride again, so a little bit of weight relief and does look the one to beat. Boom.com, as Dano alluded to, one of my notes was probably winning on tracks that didn't suit and does look better suited today on the hillside track and worth including. Number 9, Miss In Between for third, a $25,000 purchase. Wouldn't you love one like that in the stable? Drops back in grade from a Group 3, Alexander Stakes. And I just thought on that occasion, couldn't quite lead. Chica Fuerte was too speedy, and I think that probably undid Miss In Between a little bit late, but hopefully she can have a little bit more run luck in transit today, either leading or sitting just behind Witchful Thinking, and should be there in the finish. Does look a good place bet. And for fourth, I've got number 2, Zabalina. My number's there, 6, 4, 9, and 2. Very similar to the boys. The favourite, clearly the one to beat.
6, 4, 9, and 2. If it plays out the way it looks on paper, it could be a nice day as we're heading into the last race at Sandown. And Dirty Deeds is reasonably firm. With a couple of scratchings, it's now into $2.70. And Simon Zara gave it a really good push when I spoke to him a little earlier. It's drawn 1, Jay Carr on board again. Reckoning at $4.40 is the second favourite from the Nick Ryan stable. And then we're down to Jumbuck at $6.50. Quinny, last leg of the quaddie, will you be trying to get Dirty Deeds beaten and a bit of value in what looks a skinny quaddie so far?
So third leg of the quaddie here, we do come up
third leg, sorry. I've already counted the favourite as winning the last, sorry. So this is the third leg of the quaddie.
Now that is an early crow if I've ever seen one. Look, I think Dirty Deeds has been a little bit frustrating, but has probably raced a lot better than the 2 wins from 11 career starts would indicate. His last 5 defeats, he's been in the market on all those occasions at $2, $3.50, $3.40, $4.20 and $5. So I understand a few punters have probably got a little bit frustrating with him from time to time, but I think today is a perfect race. So last time we saw this horse, I really liked the run. It was full of merit. Jamie Carr was positive, and that's been something that's been to his detriment in the past, getting too far back, and the leaders have got away with easy sectionals, and then he's been set too far a task. It was almost the other way around this time. They went forward, but then Last Kingdom went like next week's pay. He chased Last Kingdom into the race, went past that horse easy, but as a result was vulnerable late and just got nabbed over the last furlong to hang on for third. So today I want to see them be positive again. I don't anticipate we'll have that tearaway leader. Should get a nice run there from barrier one and be the one to beat. For second, I've got number 5, Reckoning, a beaten favourite when resuming at Wangaratta. And gets back to Sandown, where he's also a 2-time winner. Number 10, Jumbuck, in for third, racing so consistently at this grade. Again, must be included in the multiples. And a little roughy there, in for fourth, number 4, Musselbrook. Consistent and can get into the minor money. Has been a little bit underwhelming last 2 runs, but I do think today, with a little bit more genuine speed, can run through the line nicely. But my numbers here, 9, 5, 10 and 4. Good things come to those who wait, and I think Dirty Deeds can repay some patient punters today.
9, 5, 10 and 4, Dirty Deeds. Nick Quinn, quite confident. Warren, from gate 1, looks like it should set up quite nicely for the favourite. What do you think?
Yeah, I thought the little freshen up's a good thing too for Dirty Deeds, Michael, and the form through Flying Mascot we've already referenced has held up well. And you could see, interesting to see if Zero Doubt begins well, but with the blinkers on, he could be somewhere near the speed. Laundy will roll forward, Musselbrook not that far away, I don't think. Not a brutal speed, but I do think that Dirty Deeds can probably, you know, settle that little bit off the speed, maybe even Dag the, or you know, Dag along behind the speed, probably got a little bit more tactical speed than in the circle, and Laundy might cross and might get a good spot behind. I thought it's a reasonably even race, but nice, probably just maintenance jump out in between runs. Simon Zara explaining that he'd had a few weeks on the farm just to get some spring back in his step. And I think numbers 5, 7, 9, and 11. So I'm with the odds here, Michael, so to speak. I'm going to go with number 9, though, Dirty Deeds. On the freshen up from a good draw with Jamie Carr aboard. She's got a strong book of rides right throughout the day, as Quinny's reference. 11 to Jumbucks, going well. He'll probably make his own luck somewhere near the speed. He chased hard behind Flying Mascot, who enhanced that form, and he's also got Legend of Zorro form from the start before. So the form around him's holding up well. I thought he was going to give a sight riding the speed. 7, Laundy can be effective first up. He won on debut and he's jumped out nicely to resume here. And 5, Reckoning was well supported first up. That was a strong enough race at Wangaratta. Ran well without winning, but fitter and a little rise in distance are positive. 9, 11, 7, 5.
9, 11, 7, and 5. I wonder, Dean, will we ever see Dirty Deeds and Dundirt Cheap in the same race again?
Let's hope so, Michael. Let's hope so. For the Akadaka fans, I'm with Dirty Deeds. I think it's probably a race I'd have a equal stake, a small prize on Dirty Deeds, and you get a bigger prize if the Jumbuck wins. I think they're the two for me, 9 and 11. Dirty Deeds has had that freshen up, tick over, jump out. I think gets a pretty reasonable run here and hard to beat. The Jumbuck probably lands outside Laundy here, and I just thought would chip away with the lightweight, with drops a kilo and a half on the last run, and 53 and a half here. I think the Jumbuck will run really well. That Flying Mascot form is solid. The other one I'd be putting in the quaddy is Reckoning. I think it fitter for one run in and races well here. And then 7, Laundy, who's had 2 jump outs. He's going well. He's an on-pace runner and he'll give a good sight fresh. But yeah, I think 9 and 11 are the key chances. 9, 11, 5, 7.
9, 11, 5 and 7. Mark Hunter's just text through. We've got an important late scratching, gents. In race number 3, the favourite, always in moment, has been taken out. So not sure what the reason is there, but the favourite, always in moment, is now scratching in race number 3, which means that Stare Down is the new $3.30 favourite. Mr Yushu at $3.50 and Hinto Blue at $5.50. So, guys, I might get you to recalibrate your selections in race 3 with the favourite, always in moment, out. Dino?
Yeah, I had 5 for that leg of the quaddie, so it's pretty easy for me. 10, 5, 7 and 6, 5, 7 and 2. I'm with Stare Down. Just what this meeting needed was another scratching.
Yeah.
6, 5, 7 and 2 for me. Stare Down, I'm a bit more confident now. I like his chances anyway. With the main danger out of the way, I'm happy to be with him. Hinto Blue, Debonair Boy, the value, and Mr Yushu, 6, 5, 7, 2.
6, 5, 7, and 2 in race 3 for Dino. Warren?
I'm with now 2, 5, 6, and 7. I had Mr Yushu on top, but I did have Always in Moment as my second selection. Debonair Boy would now become my fourth selection. So I'm with 2, 5, 6, and 7.
2, 5, 6, and 7. And Quinny, what are your numbers now in race 3?
I'll promote number 11, Mysterious Art, into fourth. So my numbers will be 2, 5, 6, and 11, although my suggested each-way player of the day. Now, in a little bit of jeopardy there with Mr Yushu, with the favourite Always in Moment coming out. Good to hear Mick Kent listening, and as a result of none of us tipping his horse, deciding to scratch.
Well, he does take a lot of your advice, Quinny, I know that. Let's get to race number 8. And is this the good thing of the day? It's $1.70. We've got some shorties. Prince of Helena is out, the 8 and the 9. And Acceleration showed just that with his dominant win last start at Sandown. $1.70 is the price we've got to take at this stage. Kalorni's an interesting runner. I thought it was a really nice run last start. First Aussie run at $6. Legend of Zorro at $7.50. Cancino at $8. And then we're out to double-figure odds the rest. Dino, you can kick us off. How promising is this gelding, Acceleration?
He looks pretty good, Michael. He has got exactly that. He's got terrific acceleration, and he used it between the 400 and the 200 last start, and he won with ease. Look, I think he'll win again. It's an interesting challenge because he's on a 12-day backup second up. Doesn't look a lot of speed. He's probably going to settle last, but he'll probably just wind up down the outside, and I think he'll probably win. Kalani shouldn't be sold short. That run was very good behind Shandy. We don't know how well Shandy went on Saturday because she never got a chance to sort of stretch out at a crucial stage of the race. But that was a benchmark 90 that Shandy was favoured in. So this horse in a benchmark 70, you'd think would run very well. 7, Cancino. It's got the Quantum Mechanic form lines. Beat Quantum Mechanic once, finished just behind her on another occasion. So that's respectable form. Quantum Mechanic winning a Group 2 and running really well on Saturday in the Emancipation. And Four Translator just never runs badly in this grade, next best. So it's another step up for Acceleration. I think he'll be equal to it, but I couldn't dive in at the really short odds. 5, 2, 7, and 4.
5, 2, 7, and 4. Is there going to be much speed in this race, Warren?
I don't think there'll be incredible speed. The way I've mapped the race, and I'll just get to that, Michael, while you're talking about Done Dirt Cheap and Dirty Deeds, hoping to get them in the same race. I've been batting up for getting Jousting and Sticks into the same race for a while, but Jousting is Jousting's anchored in maiden grade and Sticks is probably anchored in benchmark 58 grade. I don't know if I'm going to get that. And tell me I'm dreaming, but I was hoping to have something on the Quinella there when we got them into the same race. For this race, Michael, I'm thinking that the likely speed comes from maybe Legend of Zorro on the fresh side, Billy Mav out wider, capable of being in a forward spot. There's, I thought Chuckaluck, who was on the speed in a recent jump out, and he is a horse who probably takes a little bit of racing, but I've mapped him into a reasonably forward spot, so I think it'll just generate an average tempo. I'm a bit with Dino in that I think he's got a bit of X factor about him, Acceleration, and he seems to have the ability to quicken when he needs to, and it'll probably get him over the line, but I'm taking four horses in this leg of the quaddie, and that might be going a little bit over the top because the chance the quaddie might pay 80 cents today, but I'm going to put 5 Acceleration on top of 7 Cancino. Thought her runs prior to that one in stakes level last start were terrific. She likes it here on the hillside circuit, and that race was just controlled very well on speed by Sovereign Award last start, and the horses back in the field just were out of play early. And I think she's going to have a tactical advantage over Acceleration at some point in the race when the pressure goes on, and she can sprint quickly. She's not badly treated with the claim. 2 Kalorni was terrific, first run in Australia, really strong through the line, 1,600 metres and down in grade, all positives and Dean outlined, and we didn't get a handle on what Shandy would have been able to do on Saturday. Put 3 Legend of Zorro, who's fit, racing well, had that little gap between runs, but his win here a couple of starts ago was solid, and his win on Adelaide Cup Day was good also. 5, 7, 2, 3.
5, 7, 2, and 3 in the last 4. Warren, Quinny, is this the last leg of our odds on multi, which will land here? Acceleration at $1.70. If all the favourites win, and there are 4 odds on favourites today at Sandown, and there are 2 that are very well backed, another one could actually get into the red by the time we get there. What price could this favourite Acceleration go round at in the last?
Well, that's a great question, because there'll be lots of all-up money into the horse going into the lucky last, and I dare say that the current quote will trim up purely and simply because of the liability. Currently $1.70. $1.70 is maybe a fraction short for mine. You'd probably want closer to even money, but I just don't think we'll get that. I think this will be a horse that is just well back throughout the course of the day. It was simply stunning when he had Sandown last start, and I think a lot of people look at those sectionals and want to latch on today. Watching the win last time, I was a little bit anxious before the turn that Billy Egan was too far back and maybe wasn't putting the horse into the race. Well, he put those fears to bed in the blink of an eye, and he was as cool as the other side of the cucumber. I can see a similar story. So I was going to say as cool as the other side as a pillow and as cool as a cucumber and merge the two together. But regardless of that, he should do
Your
something
mind
similar
works
today.
In mysterious ways, Quinny.
Blend into the race at the top of the straight, let down and get the job done. And I think there's actually more speed on here than we saw in that Sandown run last start as well. So everything points to the favourite. I've been calling for second there, number 2, caught the eye with his Australian debut behind Shandy. He's never won below 1,800 metres, but should be respected sticking up to the mile there. We often see a little bit more brilliance from these former UK and Irish gallopers over here, so I wouldn't be too concerned about that 1,800 metre stat. For third, number 3, Legend of Zorro, chasing a third straight win on the back of a good win in Adelaide last start. And for 4, number 4, Translator, returned to the winner's list last start and can measure up into the minor money. For mine, though, 5, 2, 3, and 4, and probably one of the stronger winning chances there, but reflected in the very short odds.
5, 2, 3, and 4 for Quinny. So it's a clean sweep for the favourite in the last at Sandown. What we'll do, gents, is take a quick break, and then we'll come back with the best bets, the quaddie, and the play of the day at Sandown. Country
racing strong. The Melbourne Racing Panel for Country Racing Victoria. The country is back, racing strong. It's got it all. Support local communities. Visit country.racing.com to book.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form panel with Dean Lester, Warren Huntley and Nick Quinn. We've got our selections for the eight races at Sandown and we've got some pretty firm favourites. So let's go around the grounds and get our play of the day, the best bets and the quaddies. Dino, you can kick us off.
Michael, I think the best is Kilkani Royale in race five. She's getting into a good things price, but I think she can win race five, number seven. Maybe the play of the day would be the running double with her into Cerulio Miss and Miss in Between, number six and nine in race six. The quaddy, the first leg, I'm going with numbers six, seven and nine. The second leg, four, six and nine. Third leg, five, seven, nine, 11, and home on two, four, five, and seven. You could probably trim that up, but I'm just hoping at least if we can get one of the favourites beaten, we'll get some sort of prize.
All right, Quinny, how are you attacking this card?
I think there's two absolute locks that I'm happy to work my multi-bets around. My best of them, race eight, number five, Acceleration. My next best, race one, number two, Horrifying. I did have an each-way special in race three, Mr. Yushu, but unfortunately that's now going to have to be adjusted with the scratching of the favourite this morning. I'm taking two quaddies. I'm spending $20 on them both. Both of them nice and simple. The first leg, seven and nine. The second leg, number six. The third leg, 5, 8 and 11. And the final leg, number 5, $20 gets you 333%. And then another quaddie with a little bit more insurance if you want to try and get a favourite or two beaten along the way. First leg, 7 and 9. Second leg, 4, 6, 9. Third leg, 5, 8 and 11. And the final leg, 2, 3, 4 and 5. That costs $20 for 27%. I don't think it's going to be a day where we're going to win enough to tell the boss we won't be coming in tomorrow. If we can chip away, find a few winners and make a profit, that'll get us through Easter Monday nicely.
I like it, Warren. How do we make sure we win today?
Plenty well found right throughout the day, Michael, isn't there? I thought race six, number six, Cerulio Miss at a backable price is my best bet. I could have a multi with race one, number two, Horrifying into her as the play of the day. I thought there was value like Quinny with race three, number two, Mr. Yushu. Maybe the way that's structured up with still eight runners in the race, you've got to have just increase your play stake there. Race three, number two, Mr. Yushu. Quaddy first leg for me, one, five, seven and nine. Second leg, just numbers six and nine. Third leg, numbers five, seven, nine, 11. Last leg of the quaddy, numbers two, three, five and seven. Perhaps some extra units on some of the favoured paths through that quaddy, because as we've outlined, there's a chance that it mightn't pay well. But as Dino outlined, if we get one or two of the favourites beat, we might get a good surprise.
I like it. Boys, might as well get your tip in the traditional Easter Monday footy as well. Maybe we can roll a little multi. And Dean, are you with the Cats or the Hawks?
I'm giving Hawthorn a little chance, so maybe Hawthorn would... That'd be on the start on the line, I'd imagine.
I think the line is around about 18.5. It is so
beautiful. I'm more than happy to take Hawthorn at the line.
All right, Woz.
Well, my footy tipping this weekend's probably on par with my tipping at Caulfield on Saturday. But I think Geelong will probably win, so I'll just go the conservative approach and go with the team expected to win by the market and support them to do so.
Well, after what Sydney did to Richmond, anything could happen today. Quinny, what price are the Cats?
They're $1.32 head-to-head. Hawthorn at $3.30, the line at 18.5. I like two options in this game. Geelong, 1-39. That's at $2.05. I think the Cats will win, but Hawthorn, a very proud club. They were good against Richmond. They won round one, and I think they'll keep it competitive. And Tom Hawkins, he's $3 to kick the first goal in any quarter. I think that might be a fun one, so you've got an interest to start each turn.
I like it. Gents, good luck today at Sandown. Enjoy your Easter Monday.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Time for the 9 o'clock news. On the other side of that, we'll go around Australia with the Interstate Hour.